Welcome Home, a podcast brought to you by John Houston Homes. Join hosts Chelsea Frazier and Whitney Pryor as they walk you through the exciting adventure of your home buying and building journey.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Welcome Home podcast. I'm Whitney and Chelsea's here with me. Hey, everybody. So it's exciting. We're starting to build again, right?
Yes, finally. Long anticipated.
Yes, and it feels like it's been years. It really hasn't been, but
in the marketing world, it felt like years.
Yeah. Of not being able to build homes from scratch, but here we are again. We're able to do it again. So I think today you're going to kind of let us know what we're talking about, but I think today we're going to get into more of what that means.
Yeah, definitely. So when we say we're building, I mean, we never stopped building houses, but we did kind of put a pause for a little bit on what we call build jobs. So in what you were saying from scratch. So we were just selling like spec and inventory homes for several months there. Probably more than that. But so we're back to people being able to come in, choose their lot, choose their floor plan, and build from the ground up. And so we're going to talk about what communities we're building in today and kind of what that looks like now in this current market, since with everything that we've been through in the past year. Some remind everybody of some of those tools that we have, and just kind of go through some tips and building and communities and just all of that in general. But we also have a special guest who knows about this better than anybody. He's in the field with it every day. We've got Curtis Green with us today. Welcome, Curtis.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So Curtis is a construction manager for John Houston Homes. And so what that means is he oversees the construction of the home from start to finish to closing. And so, like I said, he knows exactly what that looks like for the homeowner on a daily basis. So we're going to kind of quiz him on some things and that are helpful for the homeowner to know towards the end of the show. So we'll bring him back in a little bit.
All right. So I guess we can jump into it. So we're building in quite a few different communities in the Metroplex, and starting in the Fort Worth and Burleson area, we've got Hewland Trails, and technically in Fort Worth, but zoned to Crowley ISD. And then Burleson, we have Parks at Panchasart Farm. Both of those communities are awesome communities. Parks at Panchasart Farms is a master plan community with a pool. It's already built and ready for use as soon as you move in. And then Hewland Trails is, you know, a little bit further north, but is great for those that are looking to commute and need kind of a shorter distance for that.
Yes, and we've got several communities in the Waxahachie Midlothian areas. We have Sunrise at Garden Valley and the Oasis, both on the northern side of town, with the Oasis as part of the North Grove Master Development Community. And then Sunrise is just right around the corner off Broadhead, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Close in that area.
Uh-huh.
And then the Arbors in Midlothian, that's 1 acre lots that we just opened up recently, but is coming along pretty nicely.
Yeah. And then we also build out in Ferris. So that's kind of a newer area for us. Ferris is off of 45 south of Dallas, about 25 minutes south of Dallas, just north of Ennis area. And so it's a newer area for us, but a great area if you're looking to commute into Dallas and don't want to deal with the 35 traffic, because, you know, 35 is never going to be done. But 45 is just fine right now. So for those that are looking to commute into Dallas, that's a great area too.
And that one's just starting out, and it's hard to understand what's going to be there, because it's also a master plan community with lots of
like thousands
future. Yeah, yes.
Of acres.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so it's always less expensive to get in early or in those earlier phases, just because as property values and everything's going to increase over time. So definitely check it out, because that's a really great untapped community that's a little bit further out from our normal communities, but you got to go check it out for sure.
And then on the polar opposite of that are our Mansfield communities, which are super popular because they're in Mansfield. So we have M3 Ranch, and then we have Somerset Phase 3, both of those being in the Mansfield area and Mansfield school districts, and super popular. Both of those communities are master planned communities with, pools and parks and playgrounds and the whole nine yards, beautiful communities.
And then down in our Waco temple areas, we've got Stone Ridge and Hewitt, the Renaissance in Waco, SunWest Village in McGregor, and then Legacy Ranch and Valor Estates are both in Temple, so even a little bit further south. So if you're in the Austin area wanting to get out of the city, definitely check out our Temple communities because those are both really beautiful areas and you can kind of get out of the hustle and bustle of the city.
Yeah. So that pretty much wraps up all of the communities that we can build from the ground up in. But with that, there's a lot of tools that we have on our website that are super helpful if you are looking to build from the ground up and want some extra help on which floor plan do I choose? How do I go about that? We have a ton of resources on our website for you. So with our 3D floor plans page, that is a super popular page that people visit on our website. And the best thing about it is that you don't have to get in your car and drive all across the Metroplex just to go visit our model homes in person to figure out which floor plan might best meet your needs. We know that seeing a floor plan in 2D on a website is very hard to visualize and really understand or know what that space looks like. So we've invested in a really awesome Matterport camera and have taken all of these tours or recorded all of these model homes for people so that they can look at those from the comfort of their own home. So they can literally go to the 3D floor plans page and tour our Concord floor plan from the comfort of their own home, not only to view the space, but even if they're looking for decorating ideas. Maybe they've purchased a home from us and they need to know how to decorate or what they can do with the space. So lots of different uses there on the 3D floor plans page. And we also have the new floor plans page. And the floor plans page on our website is a way for people to explore all of the different plans we build, but not by community. So maybe if you don't know what community you want to be in yet, but you just want to explore what the different floor plans are that we have, you can go to that page and view things by floor plan. And then when you're on that page, it'll tell you which community we build that floor plan in. So you might fall in love with the floor plan before you ever figure out which community is right for you.
I love that tool because it's kind of like another way to decide what you need. You can go see like square footage and the layout of the home and then figure out what community to go to rather than, okay, I'm going to go to the community. Oh, well, you don't have a floor plan that works for me. It's kind of like a backwards way of doing it. Not backwards, but just a different approach. I really like that.
Yeah.
On top of the model home floor plan, like virtual walkthroughs that we call 3D, we also have almost every floor plan with a virtual walkthrough as well, not just the model home. So I think we have a little more than 30 floor plans and the same equipment, the Matterport virtual walkthroughs for almost every floor plan that we offer, you can look at online as well. Yes. And kind of to your point of driving all over the Metroplex, traditionally you would go to a model home and a sales manager would say, well, I don't have an Atlanta floor plan here, but we have one over in Waxahachie at this address. You can go walk it. This way you can either do it right there in the model home or at home before you even come to the model to make an appointment or go from there. So
yeah, I think it definitely makes it easier to narrow down your choices without wasting a whole day of having to go and you know, window shop.
Yeah. And with gas prices the way they are now.
Yeah.
We're not trying to drive around any more than we have to.
No, we are not.
We also have a really cool exterior visualizer tool. So you can pick your brick, stone, color of your windows, color of your trim, your garage door color, all on this little tool. And it's intuitive and just you click it and it changes right on the screen. And then you can save it. And you can, it's basically just something to play with to see what kind of style you like, what kind of color schemes you like. And so we've got that on several floor plans on our.
And I love that because you can drive by home and see it and you're like, I have no idea what brick that is or stone that is, but I really like it. And, you know, it's not like everything's labeled when you're driving through a community,
right.
But on the exterior visualizer tool, you can play with it and see what those color combos are that you really like. So that way you can go to the design studio and let them know.
Yes. And kind of wrapping up our group of things under our gallery section, we have model home photos. So any model home that is fully staged with furniture, we get pictures of, 30 plus pictures, and we put those on our website too. So basically like a 3D tour, you're just not walking through it. You're just clicking through images, but that's also really fun.
So we talked about all of these awesome tools that we have on our website, but I do just want to mention, especially as an online salesperson, it's always best to go out into the community and view it in person. There's a lot of things that you can't tell from a photo or even from a 3D walkthrough. So once you've kind of landed on or narrowed down to those, you know, two or three plans that you're really stuck between, it's definitely best to go out into the community. And for that, we have an online sales team that is there to answer your questions every day of the week. So you give them a call, any of the phone numbers on our website or that you see anywhere else for John Houston Homes, they're happy to answer any questions that you might have about those plans, and then also help schedule an appointment at the right community for you based off of what you're looking for.
Yeah. And we also have the option to do a video meeting too. So if you're out of state or if you just, you know, can't get out at a certain time, our sales managers can do video call and just, you know, show you around or things like that. I know that's not ideal either, but
But if you're relocating, then it's going to be hard to get a feel for the community unless your sales manager can kind of take you on a video call through the community.
Yes. We can get a GoPro for Stuart or something and he can just get out there.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll just live stream our salespeople all the
time. Perfect.
Yeah, they don't care.
Nope. Yeah. So after you've researched online, you've driven communities, met with a sales manager, we have another really great option where you can see the products that we use in the homes in person. They are our Design Studio open houses. And we have those once a month. I think the next one coming up is August 20th. We'll confirm that. And we'll also put a link in the show notes for it if you want to RSVP. But we do those once a month. And that's where you can come into the studio and you can see what products are available to choose. So if you're going to build and you want to pick everything out, you're spending a lot of money, so you're not sure if you want to sign a contract until you see the quality of the products, that's a really great event for you to come to. We have designers there that can answer your questions and kind of explain what that appointment looks like once you get to that place as well. So encourage you to definitely kind of let that be one of the steps at the end before you decide, try to make it to one of those for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think once you get to that part where you're like, okay, am I going to contract or not? The next thing that people start thinking about is design studio. And it definitely helps to be able to go and preview that space and really think of those questions that you might have before you actually commit to something. And I think it brings up those questions about what's your budget, what's your price point, and things like that that are important to go over with the sales manager if you're deciding to contract on a home.
Agree completely. And we have the design team has done a really great job of putting together some selection packages so you can kind of see about what it would cost if you were to upgrade certain areas. So they really put a lot into the space. And so when we say studio, it's 6,000 plus square feet. We're not talking about a garage converted with small samples. I mean, we've got thousands of pieces of product to look through. So
as far as building a home, you know, we brought on Curtis here because he is one of our favorite builders. We won't say the favorite on air because other builders might listen.
I don't need any competition.
But we brought him on to kind of go over with us some questions that we have that I think a lot of people ask during the building process and kind of go over what that building process looks like.
Yeah, I mean, in past episodes, we talked about the build process and then also building a home in the current market where we've all been in this kind of crazy market. And back in season two, here we are almost a year later since that. And so we kind of wanted to just check in with our listeners from a builder's perspective on what has changed. I mean, are we still seeing supply chain, labor shortage? We have seen an increase in theft on job sites, this crazy weather things that we've had with the freeze and the rain last year. Now it's the heat. I mean, so Curtis, what can people, almost a year later, kind of what has changed and what can people expect right now when they're starting the build process?
Well, we've had some issues, obviously, but a lot of that has been fixed. And we're not seeing as much of a delay anymore with our HVAC systems. I've had months where we were waiting for HVAC systems, and now they're hitting their dates. our biggest slowdown, if anything, is driven more by the lack of labor for the ceramic tile people. They're able to get the supplies. They just don't have enough crews to service the 300 and something houses that we currently have
under construction.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard for them to, you know, get to 100 houses in a month because they just don't have enough labor to be able to do that. And we're seeing that is affected with every one of the trades has some element of that affecting them. But I think our biggest one is just right now is the ceramic tile. And we're going to work through that. It's coming. You know, we just have to order it a little bit earlier and make sure we get it on schedule and we hit our dates. So that's one of the things that we're working at really hard right now is to make sure that we're staying on top of the schedule. And it's the construction manager's job to make sure that they do that. And so that's one of the biggest challenges that I face on a daily basis.
So skilled labor is still a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's always going to be. A lot of the forecasts, you know, with the Dallas-Fort Worth area being the number one construction market in the country for residential construction, you're going to have a labor shortage just simply because there's just not enough people that live in this area to do that are doing that kind of work. And, you know, it's reported that there's like, you know, several thousand job openings right now in the construction industry. And millions nationwide. So, you know, we're not immune to that just because we live in the great state of Texas.
We're immune to a lot of things because of that.
Not the heat. We're not immune to that.
That's probably why there's so many job openings because of the heat. When
it's hot, it is hot. And when it's cold, it is cold. So
what can people expect right now when starting the build process?
You can expect it's going to take between 7 and 9 months to finish your house, depending on how big your house is and depending on just, you know, how
unforeseen circumstances. Yeah,
what time of year did you start? You know, if I started in January and in February, I'm going to have more chance of rain and more chance of really cold weather and guys not coming to work. If you start it later, March, April, you'll probably finish it before the end of the year, which is, and here we are getting ready to roll into September, October, and it's going to get cold again. And so, you know, it's going to rain one day.
Yes.
You know?
I know.
You know, we have a really good chance today and we have a good chance tomorrow. And, you know, so who knows? From a building standpoint, what you can expect is you can expect us to be able to move quickly through a few of the stages. And then there's going to be certain stages where it's going to take a little bit longer. And you just have to be patient and rely on our communication. I know we're going to segue into that question pretty soon. Yes. I can tell.
Yeah. You see us shaking our heads like
that is the next question.
Yeah. So when it comes to communication, I'll keep y'all from even having to ask it. From a construction manager's point of view, if you're building a house with us, you can expect us to communicate with you on a weekly basis. I get together with my sales manager and we give you a call and we spend 5-10 minutes talking about, you know, what got finished? What are we going to start next? So that you're aware, hey, you know, I'm looking at maybe a little bit of a brick delay here, or, you know, hey, this door was damaged in delivery and it's going to take us another couple of days to replace it. But our suppliers are working really hard too. So just realize that there are some issues. There are some items that are going to fluctuate throughout the process. If you're building a two-story home, there's a chance that it's going to take longer for your lumber package to come in just simply because we're on allocation for the I-joists that are used to build the second floor. There are some builders in the industry that have stopped even building two second-story houses because they can't get the material. So if you're looking at that, just realize that we are aware of it. Our suppliers are aware of it and we'll work within those parameters, but we're going to communicate with you weekly And I encourage my homeowners to, if they're walking the job site, to let me know if they see something that they're concerned with. So, you know, I'm always available by email, and we call once a week. So there's lots of communication that's going to happen with our homeowners.
Yeah, and I think that's super important. And during this time where things either are moving really fast or not moving at all, and you know, homeowners can get concerned over that. You know, what's happening? Why is there no one here at the house? And so just setting that expectation up front and ahead of time and saying, hey, you know, there's crews there now, but in 2 days, we know that this is not going to happen.
Yeah,
and so this is what it is. And here's how long we expect, but we don't have an exact date.
Yeah, you have a crew scheduled to come in and do the work, and you give them 3 days and it takes them one, or you give them 3 days and it takes them five. You've got to move things around constantly, and you just can't predict what's going to happen with that. And it's what I do for a living. So it's kind of like I'm used to that particular kind of stress. And a homeowner comes in and they get maybe a little bit stressed over something that I'm like, I do this every day. It's nothing, you know, and they're like,
you reassure them that it's going to be okay. Yeah. This is,
we've got this. We do this all the time. We understand what we're doing. And we build a quality product, and we want you to have a quality product. There are things that you don't need to stress about, and that's what we deal with.
I think for the most part, I mean, people are going to have questions, and there's going to be an expected amount of stress. But as long as you feel like you're being communicated to in any situation, not just building a house, that will ease a lot of the stress and fears, is that knowing Curtis is going to call me every week. Or if I have questions, he's going to answer it within a reasonable amount of time.
I think that's key to it. And if you express a concern and it gets addressed, you know, it's just not swept under the rug. Here's three things that I've been seeing. You know, what are you doing about them? And, you know, I've already saw that, and I've already scheduled this, and, you know, whatever.
What would you say is the biggest concern that families that are building right now come to you with?
I think they're concerned, and I'm no expert by any sense of the imagination, but a lot of times the interest rate is giving them some concern that, you know, hey, the interest rate's going to climb before I can even get finished with this house. And the best thing I can tell you with that is, you know, it might not, you know, so you just have to be patient with that and don't lock your rate in too soon.
I never thought about that as a question that would come to builders from the homeowner, but I can see where, I mean, if you're that person in constant communication, that's going to be something that comes up.
Yeah,
I mean, I know there's rate like float downs that you can, even after you lock, if it goes lower, you can float down one time. We've got mortgage loan officer experts on standby. You have one dedicated to you to answer all those questions too. So, I mean, I can understand that being concerning, and that, especially if it comes at a time where you haven't seen something moving along in a while and you're getting a little concerned. But I wouldn't have thought that would be a question that comes to you. So that's very interesting.
It does, simply because they're looking to me to give them a closing date.
Right.
And, you know, hey, we're 60 days out. Great. I can get my lock, you know?
Yeah, and a lot can happen in 60 days.
So. And a lot can happen in 60 days, and a lot has. So it's definitely something that I have to deal with. But like I said, I'm not an expert on it, but I do know that we're doing our very best to hit the dates that we have. So
yeah, and that's just something that's come up recently. It used to not be a thing because interest rates were pretty even keel for a long time. But now with them going on the rise, like, I've gotten the same question from buyers. Well, when is the home going to close? And when can they close it by so that I can lock my rate? And like Chelsea said, we do offer one free float down, I think, with our interest rate locks. So that's something to look into. If you do lock in and the rate goes lower in between that time that you lock in and you close, then you've got that option for you. But also, our construction managers can't give a date until they know a date.
Yeah. You can only do what you know. Yeah.
I can look at the software and I can go, well, it's trending to close on this date, but all it's going to take is 1 week and it'll push it.
One person not showing up one week of rain.
Right. But we do lock in around the 30-day mark, right? Yeah, when construction managers know about 30 days in advance that they can hit that date. And that's when they'll let the home buyers know, that way they can do their rate lock.
That's exactly where we're at.
Okay.
Well, one thing that you are an expert on for sure is you were a teacher for how many years?
20
years.
Yeah, I was at Waxahachie High School for 20 years.
That's so cool. So we met Curtis through that, a partnership we had with Waxahachie ISD. But kind of looping that into a previous comment we made about there being a labor shortage, job market advice. So we know the construction industry is in high demand for employment. What would you tell people either considering coming to work in construction as like a project manager or construction manager, or maybe wanting to go get some training for some of that skilled labor?
Well, there are definitely lots of programs in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that you can go to. Several colleges are offering some associate degrees in construction management. TSDC in Waco has a good program for that. There's North Lake College. There's several different. Collin College has a really, really good new construction program that I was exposed to as a teacher. I know that there are programs for people that, you know, I have no experience. I can go and get some training in from those schools. That'll work for you too. Of course, there's obviously the four-year university. Several of them have programs that a student, if you're in high school and you want to get a four-year degree, you can go to several universities that can do that. But you can get a lot of experience just coming out onto the job site. I would tell my students all the time, I'd say, go get your hammer, go get your nail bag, go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's, buy something that you can use. Go out and drive into any cul-de-sac and you can find somebody working. And say, hey, I'm interested. I've got a little bit of experience from high school. Can you use me? And a lot of those guys are paying $12 to $15 an hour for no experience whatsoever. And
you're working a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Like it's not just 40-hour week.
I got framing crews that are out there working 60-hour weeks that are out there. I met a tile guy just the other day. We were talking and he made over $200,000 last year tiling houses.
Wow.
So you know what he told me? He said, they got to work. He said, if they don't come to work, they don't get paid. And I come to work every day and that's how I make the kind of money that I make. And so, you know, you can want and wish all you want, but if you don't go in and do the work, you're not going to get there. And that's... We do have a shortage. There's a lot of jobs out there.
And even if you don't have the experience, but you know that you might not have the skill set, you don't want to go to college, but you don't want to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
That think about it. I mean, there's money to be made in it if you're willing to do the hard work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really require.
Yeah, every plumber, every plumbing company that we have, every electrical company, every HVAC company, every framing crew has guys on their crews that don't have any experience that they're paying. Mm-hmm. And if you choose that, you know, I like to work with my hands and I like to, at the end of the day, see that I did something.
Yeah.
The construction industry is definitely for you.
If you don't want to sit behind a computer at a desk inside.
Yeah. We all know people in our lives that don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
I was one of those guys. And I did it for a little while as a teacher, but I also got to move around and do stuff. So that was, there was some of that. I still use the computer every day with the job I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So, but I get to work with a lot of the different really cool guys and having a lot of fun.
You also do this really cool nonprofit. So we can't let you escape without giving a shameless plug on that, telling us what that is. And you can definitely, drop a number or website if you want to.
I love seeing your posts on the weekends about what you do.
About 3 years ago, I stumbled across an organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And Sleep in Heavenly Peace provides a twin bed for children between the ages of 2 and 17. And we accept requests for beds on our website, and you can go in and request a bed. So if you find yourself in a situation where you don't have, you have a child in your household that doesn't have a bed, they're sleeping on a pile of clothes, or they're sleeping in the recliner, or, you know, you find yourself in that kind of situation, Sleep in Heavenly Peace has got an answer for you. And there are two chapters in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're serving over 6 million people. And it's estimated that 60,000 people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are sleeping on the floor or do not have a bed of their own to sleep in. And I work with the Fort Worth chapter, and we've delivered about 11,000 beds in the last 3 years. I mean, sorry, 1,100 beds. We haven't gotten that big yet.
It's like, dang, 11, like a Christmas off.
Well, I don't keep track of all the deliveries, but I've been on more than 12 deliveries, and I average more than 10 beds a delivery. So, you know, you can do the simple math. Just myself, I've delivered over 120 beds. We have two phases of the organization. There's the build, where we do a community build or a private sponsor build, where recently we did one with HEB, and North Texas managers of HEB got together, and there were about 300 of them, and they built 88 beds in about 3 hours. And then, so we put those in inventory, and then we go to our waiting list, and the older your request is, the sooner you get, you know, you're at the front of our list. So when we start doing the deliveries, we diminish the stock of material that was built, and we bring out, you get a mattress, all the bedding, and a bed. This last Saturday, I delivered to two different households, and we gave 5 beds to each household. And so it was 2 bunks and a single at each of those houses. And it was, you know, it's amazing to see, you know, a kid crawling into bed and getting ready to go to take a nap at 11 o'clock in the morning,
because they
didn't have a bed, and now they do. So
that's amazing.
It's got to be really rewarding.
Yes. No. So, night's sleep is something that some of us take for granted.
As a teacher, I know, and I saw results all the time of, you know, kids need X number of hours of sleep depending on their age. The older they are, or the younger they are, the more sleep they need. And if you're sleeping on a pile of old clothes, because that's the softest thing you can find, you're not going to sleep as well as you will in a Sleep in Heavenly Peace bed. And so what our mission is to end child bedlessness in the United States.
So if anybody wants to get involved,
They can go on Facebook. You can look up Sleep in Heavenly Peace and Fort Worth, or you can look up Sleep in Heavenly Peace Dallas, either one of those two chapters in this area. There is a one in Waco. So there is a chapter in Waco. There's chapters in like Brownwood, and they're starting to pop up all over. There's San Antonio, Houston, of course. But there's lots of, chapters popping up in Texas. Dallas Fort Worth is going to be staying at 2 chapters. We've got it pretty well covered. It's just a matter of getting more volunteers and having the opportunity.
That's great. Well, what a way to end it. So definitely check that out if you're interested in getting involved. And Curtis, thank you so much.
Well, thank you all so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Good.
Curtis
is our biggest fan.
Well, I have listened to every episode.
Okay, question. Are you going to listen to your own episode?
I've been debating on how we're going to do it. I'm definitely going to promote it. Let's just put it that way. See if you have a spike in membership because of my Facebook following.
I'm sure we will. You have a big following. So. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Curtis, and thank you, listeners, for joining us today on the Welcome Home podcast episode. We will put a link to more information about Sleep in Heavenly Peace in the show notes, as well as some information about some of those online tools that you can use to help yourself find your brand new John Houston home. Thank you again for listening, and we look forward to having you on the next episode of the Welcome Home podcast.
Welcome home.